little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
This topic is stress incontinence. Hannah is a 45-year-old mother of two children who has been experiencing slight leakage of urine when she coughs or sneezes.
So, Hannah, I think it might be helpful if I explain to you a little bit about what has been going on with you. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds sensible.
I think what you have is a condition called stress incontinence. It's common in women who have been through childbirth because the muscles that support the underside of the bladder, called the pelvic floor muscles, have been stretched or possibly damaged during labour. And like other muscles in your body, your pelvic floor needs exercise to make it stronger. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you know how to find the pelvic floor muscles and how to exercise them?
My midwife told me a few years ago when Jack was born, and she taught me how to do it properly, and I remember the feeling, but I haven't done it for ages.
Okay. It can be hard to find the right muscles to tense. Some people find it useful to stop their flow whilst peeing. If you're finding it hard to find the right muscles, we can refer you to a physiotherapist. It is hard sometimes to do the pelvic floor exercises often enough. So one way of doing it is to link it to something that you're doing often. For example, every time you're on the phone, you could be doing it. Whenever you do it, regardless, the exercise needs to be done several times a day. So how does that sound?
I think I've seen a link on Facebook that suggested that there's a really good YouTube video about how to do it as well.
That's a great idea. Why don't you try that? And if you are finding it difficult, then you can always let us know. And if you did want to see a physiotherapist, we could sort that out for you.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy to give that a go.
Okay, great.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no